This is Muscat, and it is little house program. They want me to give some nectar, so I thought I should read Swaniyam Dasakam of Sri Sri Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhu Krit. And it is 14th of February 2009, Saturday, Muscat. At Malini Kanti Devi Dasi house. So I will English, na English. Yeah. So they will be bereft of this. Huh? Hindi. Okay. Who knows Hindi? You are Hindi speaking. Huh?
Also.
Okay. English also no problem. But Hindi nobody knows, no? No, but this, you don't know Hindi, do you? Huh?
No.
Okay, let's do English and whatever. So this is Raghunath Das Goswami's Swaniyam Dasakam. Das, 10 slokas is Dasakam. Ashtakam means 8 slokas. So this is Dasakam. And Raghunath Das Goswami, everybody knows? Okay, let's talk about who is initiated here. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so no. So then I don't think we should take Dasakam here. Because how many mala you do? So 16 rounds who does? 16 round you do? 16? 16 rounds you do? 16?
Both are shelter devotees.
Huh?
They both are shelter devotees.
Shelter. And? 3 of them. Okay, newcomer. Right. So we should not discuss this Raghunath Das Goswami's Dasakam, no? Let's do something different. What should I do? Why don't we do this? I can ask you what you like to discuss, and that we will discuss. How is that? Okay? So you can suggest, everybody can suggest ki kya kya aap janna chahte ho, to aap wo subject de sakte hain. So iske mutabik hum charcha karenge. Theek hai na? 15th adhyay Gita.
Purushottam yoga.
Okay, Purushottam yoga. Any other subject? Jagpalini Lakshmi. Anything. Any subject. Koi bhi subject. Bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga. Huh? Okay. Could be anything. Prabhupada Lila. Okay. 7th. Gyan Yoga.
Gyan Vigyan
Yoga. That is seventh chapter.
Seventh.
Bhagavad Gita. Gyan Yoga. Okay? Anything else? Huh? Anything else?
Real-time experience with Prabhupada.
Okay. Okay. This is more than enough if you want to really go. So give me Bhagavad Gita and we can discuss Purushottam Yoga and whatever, seventh chapter and Bhakti Yoga. Okay, let's start with Bhakti Yoga. Okay, done. Finished. He was there yesterday night, right? You was there yesterday?
No, she was not there. She did not come. She was there. She also was there.
Huh?
Sege Dhanavishis.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm missing it. Those people who came from far distance. Chapter 15, Bhagavad Gita as it is, and the Yoga of the Supreme Person. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Urdhva Mula Adha Sakha Asvastham Prahur Avyayam Chandansi Yasya Parnani Yastam Vedasa Vedavit. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, it is said that there is an imperishable banyan tree that has its roots upward and its branches down and whose leaves are the Vedic hymns. One who knows this tree is the knower of the Vedas. So, Urdhva Moolam Adha Shakha. This banyan tree has Urdhva Mool. The roots are above, means spiritual world. That's where the root is. And, or say, Lord Brahma's planet. Urdhva Moolam Adha Shakha. Upward, and its branches are below, which is Vedic hymns and the leaves are Vedic hymns. One who knows, in another word, samsar, material world, top root is in Brahmaloka and branches are spread out all over. This is material world, is describing. And one who knows this is a knower of the Vedas. Then it says, the branches of this tree extend downward and upward, nourishing by the three modes of material nature. The twigs are the objects of the senses. This tree also has root going down, and these are bound to the fruitive actions of human society. So, The branches of this tree extend downward and upward, nourished by three modes of material nature. So three modes of material nature are, what are those three modes? Very good. Very good. So these are the three modes of material nature. I think it's a long line. Up, Dhunu, you come here. You can sit up top also if you like. But you can sit here also. You also can come because I have to see you in order to participate. Okay. Again corner. Another extreme corner. Okay. No problem. I'll twist a little like that. There was another devotee. He's gone somewhere?
Yeah, picking
something. Huh? Okay. You don't have to elaborately prepare everything I told you. It doesn't matter. These roots are going up and down also. And it's bound by the fruitive actions of the human society. So fruitive action means वो कर्म जो हमारी इंद्रिय तृप्ति के लिए होता है उनको बोलते हैं फ्रूटिव एक्शन. सो ज़्यादातर दिस ह्यूमन बीइंग्स आर एंगेज्ड इन दोज काइंड ऑफ एक्टिविटीज बाय विच दे कैन ग्रेटिफाई देयर ओन सेंसेस फॉर देयर पर्सनल गेन. इट इज कॉल्ड फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटी. And then the real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. The real form cannot be perceived in this material world. No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, or where its foundation is. But with determination one must cut down this strongly rooted tree with the weapon of detachment. This material existence, this bhautik jagat, or bhautik asaktiya, this material world and material desires and material relationships and material attachments and fruity work and everything for me and for my senses, and this is called material consciousness. So this material attachments must be cut down, with the weapon of detachment. Anasakti, asanga sastrena dradena chitva. Asanga sastrena dradena chitva. We have to cut, this material existence with the weapon of detachment. Asanga sastrena. So especially the material relationship, husband, wife, children, father, mother, those attachments, because it is material. So we have to cut this down, material attachments, with the weapon of detachment. Detachment means, up either of you, okay, so back, please come. Yeah. Now it's okay. You can talk nicely. Asanga sastrena dradena chitva. You have to become detached. That means the spiritual relationship you don't have to cut. If you have spiritual wife, spiritual husband, spiritual children, spiritual house, spiritual car, spiritual, anything spiritual. In other words, we can transform material things into spiritual things. Very simple. Then we don't have to cut. Then we don't have to cut. We can transfer. And then he said, but with determination one must cut down the strong root tree with the weapon of detachment. Therefore, one must seek that place from which, having gone, one never returns. And there, surrender to the Supreme Personality Godhead, from whom everything begins and from whom everything has enacted since time immemorial. So, tata pradam tat parimargitavyam yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuya. From going where you never come back. So, we have to find that domain, that area, that lok, Krishna lok, spiritual lok. This material world is the place of miseries. Three modes of material nature, fruitive activity, going and coming to the heavenly planet, going and coming back, going and coming back. Bhukta, bhukta, paliyati. All this, birth, death, old age and disease. So we have to put an end to this material existence. That means we have to go to the place where there is no birth, death, old age and disease. That is Krishna Loka, Vaikuntha Loka, other side of Viraja, causal ocean. Causal ocean. Virja ke us paar adhyatmik jagat hai. And it starts with Lord's transcendental effulgence called Brahma Jyoti. And beyond Brahma Jyoti is Kailas, Lord Shiva's domain. And beyond Lord Shiva's domain is Vaikuntha Lokas, unlimited Vaikuntha Lokas. And beyond that is Golok Vrindavan, Krishna Loka. So we have to go other side of Viraja, other side of causal ocean. So that is what is stated here, that we have to, having gone, one never returns. So you don't have to come down again. So nirmana moha jita sanga dosa adhyatma nitya vinivritta kama sanga Dvandvair vimukta sukhadukha sangne gachanta amudha padam avyayam tata. That pad, avyaya pad, we have to seek. So how we can seek that nirmana moha? We have to become nirmani. No man, amanina mana dena kirtaniya sadahari. Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha. And we have to conquer all dosha. Sab dosh, or janma mruti jara vyadi, is the biggest dosh. You have to conquer over this. Jita sangat adhyatma nitya vinivritta kama. We have to remain on transcendental platform all the time. Adhyatma nitya, engage in spiritual activities. In other words, vinivritta kama, no lusty desires. And Dvandvair Vimukta. This place, material world, is Dvanda. Dvanda matlab? Duality. Khandi, Garmi, Sukh, Dukh, Man, Apman. Dvandvair Vimukta. We have to rise above Dvanda. Sukha Dukha Sangnaya. Gachata Amuda. Amud. Pandit. Jnani Lok. Bhakti. Bhakta Lok. Amuda, mood and amud. Gachanti amuda, padam avyayam tata. That transcendental pad, which is Krishna Loka. Krishna Lok is called avyayam pad, from where you don't have to come down again. You remain on transcendental platform all the time. So we have to seek that those who are free from the false prestige, illusion, and false association, who understand the eternal, who are done with material lust, who are freed from the dualities of happiness and distress, and who, unbewildered, know how to surrender unto the Supreme Person, attains to the eternal abode. So who is the Supreme Person? Who is the Supreme Person? Bhagavan kaun hai?
Lord Krishna.
Lord Krishna. Kaun hai Bhagavan? Bhagavan kaun hai?
Lord Krishna.
Huh? Huh?
Lord Krishna.
Right. Bhagavan Krishna. You know? So, Supreme Person attains the eternal. One surrenders onto Supreme Person. That is surrendering to Krishna. And surrendering, and then if you surrender to Krishna, then you can attain His transcendental abode. So, if I want to come to your home, then I have to follow your rules and regulations and surrender unto you. Sit here, I have to sit here. Eat, I have to eat. You give discourse, I have to give discourse. And if I don't do what you ask me to do, then I'll be kicked out. Right? Same thing, Krishna's loka. Krishna loka. You have to surrender unto Him. And you have to do exactly what He expects you to do. Otherwise, you'll be kicked out. So, we have to surrender unto the Supreme Person to attain His eternal kingdom. Na tad vasayate suryo, na sasanko, na pavaka, yad gatvana nivartante, tad dham paramam mama. So, who is speaking? Kaun bol rahe?
Lord Krishna.
Lord Krishna. So this Mayavadis, kaun bol rahe?
Lord
Krishna. So this Mayavadis, abhakta lok, they twist all this meaning. Krishna, tad dham parma mama, brahma jyoti, that dham is brahma jyoti, and nirakar is living there, impersonal, and twisting everything. But no twist. Here Krishna is speaking. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is speaking. The friend of Krishna, friend of Arjuna, is speaking. That Krishna, not twisting anything. So this is his abode. Na tad vasayati suri, na sasanka, na pavaka. Then who is illuminating his planet? His bodily effulgence. The light emanating from him is illuminating whole spiritual world, including Lord Shiva's planet, Brahma Jyoti, Vaikunth Lok. Even here is illuminated by Krishna's transcendental effulgence. Na tad bhasayate suryo na sanko na pavaka tad yad gatva na nivartante तद धाम परम मम. वहाँ गए हुए जीव वापस लौटते नहीं यहाँ. वो मेरा परम धाम है. कृष्ण कह रहा है. एंड दैट फेमस श्लोक नाउ ही सेज मम एव अंशो जीव लोके जीव भूत सनातन मनसष्ठान इंद्रियाणि प्रकृति स्थानी कर्षति. मेरा ही सनातन अंश ये जीव है और सनातन रहता है. ऐसा नहीं कि वंस इज लिबरेटेड, वंस इज गॉन टू बैक टू होम बैक टू गॉड हेड, ही मर्जेस इनटू मी एंड लूजेस हिज आइडेंटिटी. नो, सनातन जीव, सनातन सनात जीव सनातन कृष्ण से अलग रहता है. सनातन ममेव अंशो, कृष्ण का अंश सनातन काल तक रहता है. ऐसा नहीं कि कृष्ण में मिल गया और जीव मिट गया. जीव कभी मिटता नहीं. एटर्नली लिविंग एंटिटी स्पिरिट सोल remains spirit soul. He can never become God. These Mayavadis, they say that nar jo nij karani kare to narka narayan ho jaye. Hai na? Atma so parmatma. Atma parmatma ban jata hai. Atma kabhi bhi parmatma nahi ban sakta. Mameva ansa. Jiva loke jiva bhut sanatan. Sanatan kal tak wo jiva hi rehta. Wo kabhi bhi ansi nahi ban sakta. He can never become God. Or this living entity became, because of minute nature, small living entity, prakriti sthani karsati, manas astani indriyani, prakriti sthani karsati. That it is fighting with this material nature. Karsati, karshan. What Prabhupada said, indriyani prakriti sthani karsati, struggling heart. Struggling. It is struggling. The living entity is struggling with this material nature. Dukkha. Struggling hard. This senses wants. I want. Indriya. The senses. All these five senses. What are those five senses? Knowledge acquiring senses. Huh? Very good. Very good. What are those? Very good. No. Tongue. Yes, tongue. Aankh, kaan, naak, jeev, twacha. Very good. Aapko padhaya jata hai idhar. Achha. She is teaching you, no? Aankh, kaan, naak, jeev, twacha. So these are the knowledge acquiring senses. So these senses, this living entity, Atma, is struggling with. And karsati, karshan, struggle with these six senses. The Atma is struggling hard. Sariram yad avapnoti, yad vatyutkama iswara gruhitayutyani sanyati vayur gandhani vasayat. Vivasayat. Very good sloka, this one. The living entity in the material world carries his different conception of the life from one body to another, as the air carries aroma. Thus he takes one kind of body and again quits it to take another one. So, Atma, जब ये शरीर छोड़ता है तो साथ में कुछ ले जाता है, उनकी वासनाएं, कंसेप्शन, डिफरेंट कंसेप्शन ऑफ लाइफ, ये सेंसेस, सटल सेंसेस, सूक्ष्म बॉडीज, सूक्ष्म शरीर ले जाता है साथ में, इंद्रियां साथ में ले जाता है सटल फॉर्म में, दिस सेंसेस, आँख, कान, नाक, जीभ, त्वचा, दी. If somebody wants to smell dirt, dirty thing, and eat dirty things, a big nose, this nose takes him into the hog body, you know, where he gets big nose. You know, he acquires big nose. And then, you know, dirt smelling and eating all kind of things, dirty things. So like these senses. You have no choice but to train your senses in this life, in human form of life. You have to train akanak jeep tvacha. You have to spiritualize them. All these senses, you have to spiritualize. And once you spiritualize these senses, then you get to go back to home, back to Godhead. So how to spiritualize? By this Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga. You have to engage your senses in Krishna's service. Rishikena Rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchite. We have to engage our senses in serving the senses of Krishna. So when our senses come in touch with Krishna, that those senses become spiritualized, becomes transcendental. So when living entity quits this body, then it takes this conception, the subtle senses, it takes with it. Gruhitvayat yad vapnu yad sanyati vayur gandhani vivasiyat gruhitvani samyati taking gruhitvani etani, all these senses. So he takes these subtle senses with him. So these senses leads you into another body. Just like I said, the nose leads you into the hog body. Because nose is very powerful. In this life, you have made your nose or tongue, one who wants to eat, like Italian people, they want to eat. And then after partying, eating, they just throw up. They throw up knowingly. They do some kind of thing by which they invoke throwing up. And then they eat again. And then again throw up and they eat again. Because, tongue says yes and stomach says no. Jeeb kehti hai, haan, ane do. Or belly kehti hai, no more. So what to do? You have to empty your belly again, throwing up. And then again you can eat. And then again empty the belly. Because it takes 24 hours to empty the belly. So they don't want that. They want more for the tongue. It may not be Italian, it may be many people like that. They like to eat and just want to eat. Then they get the body of elephant or rhinoceros or some animals, they get body. These senses, mouth and belly takes you to that particular destination, that particular body. Sotram chakshu sparsanam cha rasanam dhran eva cha adhistaya manaschayam Visayanupasevate. So, aka, nag, jiv, tvacha, and man. Visayanupasevate. They engage in different kind of visay. Aka, nag, jiv, tvacha, has visay. What are those visay? What are the visay?
Huh?
Very good. Right. What are those we say? Sabda, sparsh, roop, ras, gand. You have to write it down in a sequence. Sabda, sparsh, roop, ras, aak, kaan, naak, jeev, tvacha. Sabda, sparsh, roop, ras, gand. You have to memorize in this sequence. In order to become a preacher, you have to preach. So you have to write it. Sabda, sparsh, roop, ras, gand. These are the visay. So, sotram chakshu. So, akan nag jeev tvacha is visay, sabda sparsh roop ras gandh. So, these has to be purified. Purified in the sense, it has to, this akan nag jeev tvacha and sabda sparsh roop ras gandh has to be totally transcendental, meaning in connection with Krishna only, no other connection. Akarnak jiptvacha, sabdasparsa ruprasgan, this visay should be in connection with Krishna. Transcendental visay. So when your visay are transcendental, then your senses will be transcendental. your eyes, nose, tongue, everything will be transcendent. Why? Because your visaya are transcendent. So your senses will be touching those transcendental visaya, then your senses will be transcendental, and because the senses are touching the sense object, they are transcendental. So the touch will create sensation called vichar, thoughts. So that thoughts will go into the mind. Then mind will be purified, transcendental, because your visaya are transcendental, your senses are transcendental, so automatically mind will be transcendental. And mind is transcendental, then automatically intelligence will be purified, it will be transcendental. So your whole existence will be transcendental. So we have to train our senses by choosing transcendental subject matters. Unless you train them for transcendence, there is no question of going back to home, back to Godhead. We'll be urdhva mula madha sakha. We'll be loitering in this material world. That's why the foolish cannot understand how a living entity can quit his body, nor can they understand what sorts of body he enjoys under the spell of the modes of nature. But one whose eyes are trained in knowledge can see all these things. So, a foolish cannot understand how this takes place. Scenario: purified sense object, senses purified, the mind is purified, the intelligence is purified, our whole body is transcendental, our activity is transcendental, you know, whole day, transcendental activities. Even if you raise the flower, water the flower, transcendental activity. It's for the Lord, worshipping, cooking, chanting, dancing, feasting, associating, everything is transcendental. But where are you going to go? Transcendental abode. There is no not. You have trained yourself. If you have trained yourself to go to nark, then you will wind up in the nark. So this is scientific. Our process, Krishna consciousness process, is very scientific. Scientific process. So the foolish cannot understand this. We can understand. So the endeavoring transcendentalist who are situated in self-realization can see all this clearly. Beta, band kar do to. So one who is transcendental, self-realized person, he can see this very clearly. Very clearly he can see this. We can see, she is seeing. We are seeing, we are seeing. And how our life is transformed into totally spiritual life. Welcome home. So totally transformed. We have seen our previous life, like you became devotee 10, 15, 11 years ago. How many years ago? 15?
More
than 20?
No, 15,
16. 16 years. So you can see your life before 16 years, and you can see your life today. Totally transcendental, isn't it? Total transcendental. You can see? So this is, it says clearly, the self-realized can see all this clearly, transformation. Self-realized person can see this transformation very clearly. It is crystal clear, isn't it? Our lives are totally transcendental. So this is, so now after dying, where are we going to go? Transcendence. Where else are you going to go? Nark? No. No, we don't know what nark means. We have transcend. We have transcend whole material existence. No material existence for us. Only Krishna's abode. Only Krishna, only Krishna conscious activity, nothing else. So we are transcending. We are training ourselves to go back to home, back to Godhead. No material. We see this clearly, very clearly. What is matter? What is matter and what is spirit? What is spiritual and what is material? We can easily discriminate. But those whose mind are not developed and who are not situated in self-realization cannot see what is taking place, though they may try to do so. They cannot see, because they are not devotees. Even karmis and jnanis, they cannot see. Jnani mentally speculate that I am the God. That is, the jnani comes up to this platform. I am Brahma, I am spirit soul, and God is spirit spirit, and I am that God. So aham. I am that God. So this is nonsense number one. Anna, right or not? What? This is nonsense number one. What is that nonsense? That I am the God. That is nonsense. We are not the God. But we can attain the spiritual nature as that of God. We are spiritual. Satchidana. We can attain that. And when we attain that, then we get to go back to home, back to Godhead. No material life. So we can see this crystal clearly. But those whose mind are, they cannot see. The splendor of the sun, which dissipates the darkness of this whole world, comes from me. And the splendor of the moon and the splendor of the fire are also coming from me. So this light, you see, this light is coming from Krishna. How can we miss Krishna? It is Krishna. It is coming from Krishna. So it is, when she makes idli, sambar, dosa, they can immediately taste and say, oh, this is coming from her. Malini, Kanti, Devidasi. You can immediately. So this is, as soon as you taste water, coming from Krishna, I am the taste of the water. We are spiritualizing our existence. So everything is coming from Krishna. I enter into each planet and by my energy they stay in orbit. I become the moon and thereby supply the juice of life to all vegetables. So I supply that juice to all vegetables through moon god, through moon. So it is Krishna ultimately. Hare Krishna, welcome home. Welcome. आप इधर आ जाइए, इधर जगह है. बैठ जाओ. Don't be afraid of me. Come here. People are afraid of me. Because I can't see that way, that far. बेटे आप इधर आ जाओ, नहीं तो ऊपर आ जाओ. Close. Good. Right here. Okay, not much left. This is small of the eye. This 20 seconds. So I am the fire of digestion in the bodies of all living entities. And I join with the air of life, outgoing and incoming. To digest the four kinds of foodstuffs. So four kinds of foodstuff for digestion. Krishna, he is the fire of digestion in our stomach. aham vaisvanaro bhutva. So he is vaisvanar. Vaisvanar is the fire of digestion within our stomach. That is vaisvanar, fire of digestion. So this mayavadi impersonalist, they sing this sloka before eating. Not Krishna. They don't sing Krishna's glories, but they sing aham vaisvanaro bhutva. This Athavale. You know Athavale? Anybody knows? Athavale people, they are mayavadis. They sing this sloka. But it is Krishna who is the fire of digestion in our stomach. And he digests our food. Krishna is digesting. And then he says, famous sloka, sarvasya chaham. Who knows this sloka? Who don't know this sloka? Who do? You don't know? Oh, you don't know? You don't know? You don't know? You are initiated? Do not eat. Good. That's why you don't know. Yes. Yes, so everybody will memorize this sloka, okay? 15:15. Pandrava chapter ka pandrava sloka. So Mayavadi, they twist this sloka also. Krishna says, aham, sarvasya aham, sarvasya cha aham, ridhi sannivishto, main, Krishna, sabke hriday mein baitha hua hu. Sarvasya cha aham, ridhi sannivishto, sannivishto, baitha hu. Mata smriti jnanam apohanam cha. और मेरे से ही स्मृति ज्ञान और उनका अभाव आता है. From me only this remembrance, forgetfulness and apohanam comes from me. And vedaise sarvair aham vedyo. Vedaise sarvair aham means main. Mayavadi says that I am. Vedyo. No, Krishna Vedyo. Vedaista Sarvair. Aham, Krishna Vedyo. By all the Vedas, all that is to be known is Krishna. But they twist meaning. Tor marod karte hain. Hai na? Kya tor marod karte hain? Aham. Kya karte hain? It is not Krishna, it is me. Aham eva Vedyo. Vedant Krit. वेदों को बनाने वाला, करने वाला, वेदों को लिखने वाला मैं हूँ, कृष्ण कहते हैं. वेदांत कृत वेद विद चाहम, वेदों से जानने लायक जो भी हैं, वो भी मैं ही हूँ, कृष्ण. But they twist, they don't write Krishna, they don't say Krishna, they say हम, means what was within Krishna, that is God. They say like that. Who was speaking? Somebody from within Krishna was speaking. And that is living in everybody's heart. What is there in Krishna? Krishna is total Krishna. Krishna's body and Krishna himself have no difference. Absolute. Krishna's name, form, pastime, paraphernalia, his holy dham and himself is same. No difference. So they twist this sloka. Sarvasya cha. Who will memorize this sloka? Who will? Huh? You will? Memorize this sloka? Aap kanthastha karoge sloka? Huh? Aap to jante ho? Nahin jante?
Jante hain.
Nahin. To memorize karo. सर्वस्य च अहम् हृदि सन्निविष्टो मत स्मृति ज्ञानम् अपोहनम् च वेदैश्च सर्वैः अहमेव विद्यो वेदान्तकृत् वेदविद् च अहम्. वेरी सिंपल. सो इफ यू वांट टू टेस्ट एनीबडी देयर वेदर इज इम्पर्सनलिस्ट मायावादी गोस्टली हॉन्टेड और व्हाट काइंड ऑफ पर्सन ही इज, then you have to ask him this sloka. What this sloka means? And they will twist everything from this sloka. They will twist. There is no twisting. Aham, Krishna is speaking. Right? So, there are two classes of beings, the fallible and infallible. In the material world, every living entity is fallible. And in the spiritual world, every living entity is called infallible. Tadagatva na nivartante tadadam paramamama. Infallible. Beyond viraja. Viraja means causal ocean. You know, viraja? Viraja means the causal ocean. Viraja. Viraja ke us par adhyatmik jagat. Or viraja ke is par bhautik jagat. 1/4. And that is 3/4. The adhyatmik jagat is vast. 3/4. And 1/4. So, यहाँ भौतिक जगत में जो जीव हैं, वे फैलेबल, वो गिरे हुए हैं. क्यों? कृष्णा बोली से ही जीव अनादि बहिर्मुख. कृष्ण को अनादि काल से वो भूल गया है. इसीलिए माया तारे देह संसार दुख. इसीलिए माया का बना हुआ है जगत में वो अनंत कोटि काल तक वो फंसा रहता है. अनादि बहिर्मुख, अनंत अनादि काल तक वो भौतिक जगत में फंसा रहता है अनादि काल से. तो वो सारे जीवात्मा ये भौतिक जगत में जो हैं, वो सारे च्युत हैं, च्युत. एंड वो भगवान के धाम में जो लोक में जो जीव है वो अच्युत है, अच्युत. सो फैलेबल एंड इनफैलेबल. क्षर एंड अक्षर. क्षर मीन्स फैलेबल एंड अक्षर मीन्स इनफैलेबल. अच्युत, अच्युत मीन्स अक्षर, इनफैलेबल. वो कभी नहीं गिरते, वो कभी भी भगवान के धाम से नहीं गिरते. उनको बोलते हैं अच्युत, अक्षर. और गिरते हैं जो भौतिक जगत में क्षर या तो गिरे हुए. बिसाइड दिस टू देर इज द ग्रेटेस्ट लिविंग पर्सनालिटी, द सुप्रीम सोल, द इम्पेरिसेबल लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ, हु हैज एंटर्ड द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स एंड इज मेंटेनिंग देम. सो बिसाइड च्युत एंड अच्युत, क्षर एंड अक्षर लिविंग एंटिटी, आत्मा, इनको पानी दो, पानी लिया तो ये है ना, यहाँ था, कोई बात ठीक है, वो लाते हैं आप. ये आध्यात्मिक जगत है, आप बैठ जाओ. आध्यात्मिक जगत में एक दूसरों की सेवा करते हैं, है ना, और भौतिक जगत में एक दूसरों से सेवा लेते हैं. भौतिक जगत में क्या सेवा लेते हैं, और आध्यात्मिक जगत में क्या होता है, सेवा एक दूसरों की करते हैं. You can have this candy from me. I have a candy for you. Last three sloka. I guess everybody ran away. Because I am transcendental, Krishna is speaking, I am transcendental, beyond both the fallible and infallible, and because I am the greatest, I am celebrated both in the world and in the Vedas as that Supreme Person, Purushottam. Cha Pathita Purushottama. Krishna is Purna Purushottama. So he is the God, the God of the God, the God of the gods. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting, he is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharat. So, one who knows this, what? That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the knower of everything. And he therefore engages himself in full devotion to Krishna, not to impersonal Brahma or to demigods, to living entities, to anything and everything. They become devoted to everything but Krishna. But Krishna says, those who know this truth, they become devoted to me. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubt is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharat. This is the most confidential part of the Vedic scriptures, O sinless one, and it is disclosed now by me. Whoever understands this will become wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. So this is the most confidential part of Vedic knowledge. What is it? Kya? Exactly. Kya? Personality of Godhead. There is nobody equal to him and nobody above him. Asama urdhva. There is nobody equal to him and nobody is above him. This is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is a Purushottam Yoga. The Purushottam Yoga means one who knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he becomes detached from this material world, and that he becomes attached to Krishna, and he understands that there is a supreme abode of Krishna, and this material world is nothing but temporary place, and that one has to quit this temporary place by cutting the root of this tree with the weapon of detachment. So we have to become detached from this material world and become attached to Krishna. This is the sum and substance of this chapter, that we have to become devotee of Krishna. And at the end, go back to home, back to Godhead. So any question?
Maharaj, so you were explaining that we don't come back from Krishna's abode. How did we come here? And if we go back, we will not come back. That means this is the first time we are falling down, or again there is a chance of falling down from Krishna's abode?
So originally we were in Krishna Loka, and how did we fall? So Prabhupada actually always tried to avoid giving answer to this question, because it is very intricate and people don't tend to understand. What is that? That by nature, living entity is spiritual, having independence, minute independence. So living entity is coming from Krishna. And that's why has the same nature as that of Krishna. So Krishna is Swarat. Janma adi yasyata itaratasya arthesu abhignat Swarat. So Krishna is supremely independent. And because we are coming from Krishna, we also have independence. But we are minute living entity. Very minute. So living entity is minute. And the independence is also minute. So in spiritual world also, we can develop this desire, any desire. We are free to desire the way we like. That is the quality, living entity's quality. We can desire the way we like. So somehow or another in spiritual world, we desire something different. That I want to enjoy, just like Krishna. Why Krishna is the only enjoyer? I am also the enjoyer. So this desire is a contamination. So, first thing first, not last thing first. First thing is that we are part and parcel of Krishna. Part of Krishna, that is minute. And parcel of Krishna means we have all the quality of Krishna, but in minute quantity. So that's how Prabhupada doesn't say just part. Prabhupada says part and parcel. So parcel of Krishna. So Krishna is desire, can desire independently. So we can also desire independently of Krishna. But we misuse that desire because we are minute in nature. Krishna will not misuse because he knows. Just like a young child. Young child, she wants to put finger into the fan. So the father, mother says, no, don't put. But child has independent desire. I want to. So Prabhupada, his young son wanted to put finger into the fan. So what did Prabhupada do? He doesn't want to accept that you don't have to put. I want to put. Again and again. And Prabhupada said, no. So what Prabhupada did is, he turned off the switch and turned off the fan, and when it slowed down, he took his finger and put it in the fan. And he hurt himself. And then Gyan came. So same thing, living entity. Krishna says, don't desire them. Just be here. Please serve me. And by serving me, you will enjoy even more than me. So this is why he created us. That he wanted to enjoy, and he created us so that we can enjoy even more than him. Gopis, they enjoy serving Krishna more than Krishna himself. This is sakhis and gopis and manjaris. They enjoy more than Krishna. And so is Gwalabalas. They take Krishna on, they sit on Krishna's shoulder and then having sporting pastimes. And they enjoy more than Krishna. So this was the original idea. But we misuse our minute. That is first thing first. We misuse our minute independence. I want to also enjoy like Krishna. Why is only Bhokta? Why I have to serve him? Then Krishna says, okay, you go to the material world, where you will think yourself as God by illusory energy. Because in reality, we are part and parcel of Krishna. But in illusion, we think that we are not part and parcel. We are the enjoyer. Vishwaroham, aham bhogi, siddhoham, balvan sukhi. I am the bhokta. So you go to the illusory planets, illusory domain. So this is Mayadham, where Maya, illusory potency, puts you in illusion. That I am the God, I am the enjoyer. So, but Prabhupada doesn't answer like this. Prabhupada answers that you are in material world where blazing fire, you know, you are suffering like blazing, you are suffering in this blazing fire of material existence. So the intelligence is that to get out of that fire, if this house is on fire, then you don't question who put fire, where it is coming from, you don't question why it is so, will it burn me, and all these questions irrelevant. All you do is you want to get out of it, rather than asking question, how did I fall, where did I fall from, all these questions, you are in materialism, try to get out. That is what Prabhupada says. So, we are in this material existence, blazing fire, samsara, davana. We have to get out of it. This is the intelligence. Any another question? Any another question? Time is up.
No,
okay.
You are starving.
I'm starving. My mother is taking care of me, starving. Okay, so let's eat. So, we can have, we have flowers here, no?
Yes.
Little flowers.
Yeah.
We can have, or in the evening we are going to have anyway, Pushpanjali, right?
Yeah, okay. There we are going.
Okay. Okay.
We have to do something.
Huh?
We have to do something, offering for Sripati.
It's okay, in the evening we'll do.
Yeah.
That's fine. So, Grantra Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Sisi Radha Krishna Chandra ji ki? Sisi Gornitai ki? Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki? Lakshmi Narasimha Deva ki? Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki? Gaur Premanandi.